Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. If you're listening again this week, welcome back. If you're here for the first time, I have one announcement. There will be no wand waving or silly incantations in this class, so buckle up. It's bound to be a crazy ride.
Hi, everybody. Now that Professor Snape is all done teaching his potion class, let's get started, shall we? Or let's just interrupt him and, you know, let's, you know, we could just do that. That works too. Anyways, I thought I would have some fun and see what people's reactions were to this introduction, because I thought it was pretty funny. My best friend thought it was pretty funny. Everybody thought it was pretty funny. So, yeah, I hope everybody else who listens to this finds it as funny as we all found it, because it was great. So this week is going to be just another like episode on accepting kinks, because I feel like it's important to talk about. So we're going to talk about my love of masochism. So we all know the story. I don't have to keep telling that story, but that's when I was introduced to masochism. And even though that was a very poor example of masochism, and by very poor, I mean pretty much non-existent, something inside of me was like, I need to pursue this a little bit further and see what happens with it. So I decided one day I don't even know what year it was. I think it might have been 2017. Maybe I was a little bit stressed out about something. I don't even know what it was. Probably something inconsequential. Words are really hard, guys. But I was really upset. And I decided that I would test out my love of masochism. And yes, I'm well aware if you do something to yourself, it's a lot different than if someone does it to you. I get it. So I decided that I would take one of those hair clips and that like have like the claws in them. I would take one of those and put them on an area of my body. That area is none of your business. And I liked it for about 5 seconds. It started to hurt and I was like, ow, okay, I get it. But it left some pretty interesting marks. And I felt much better afterwards. And I was like, the fuck? Like, I knew what masochism was, but it was still like a what the fuck just happened moment, because that was weird. I mean, who the fuck feels better after doing something like that? That's where my brain went, y'all. And eventually I started like doing different things like that a little bit more, because life is stressful, let's face it. And I realized that I could like get through the stressful moments if I did things like that. So I kind of realized that pain is a stress relief kind of thing, which is really weird for me to wrap my head around, because as somebody who has had a couple of painful things happen physically, as in like surgeries and knee problems and constant knee struggles of knees popping out of place and popping back in again and bruising bones and all kinds of stuff. Pain isn't fun, at least not that kind. But pain that you inflict on yourself is fun. So it took a while for me to be like, I like this. This is who I am. It's fine. But I did eventually, and I am very happy with my little tiny, what I fondly call baby masochist self. Because it is a baby. I can't take a whole lot of, like, pain, which is fine. Like, I'm not trying to, like, you know, be bloodied or anything like that. Because that's, I don't like blood. Blood's gross to me. It just, I get why people probably like it. I could understand, you know, the whys, but it's not for me. So, not that kind of masochist. I am what I call a baby masochist, which is fine. But trying to explain that to some people is really, really hard, because either they're looking for nobody, they're looking for a non-masochist, or they're looking for a big-time masochist, which I am not. So, it's kind of hard sometimes to find somebody who gets it, at least from where I'm sitting anyway, and it kind of sucks, but, you know, because I struggled with that for quite a while, and I was like, I like to do this, and they're like, yeah, I can do a little, like, spank here and there, but, like, that's all I want to do, and I'm like, really? That's it? That's all I get? And then, on the other side, oh, well, I want to make you, like, scream and cry and kick and just have a meltdown because I want to hurt you that badly. And it's like, no. Almost to the point of crying, sure. But not, I don't want to be, like, tears streaming down my face and kicking and screaming and not that kind of ow. That just is not it. So it's really hard to find somebody who wants to like me in the middle somewhere, but I think I found that person. At least I hope so. I mean, so far so good, so guess we'll see. But I mean, I don't know, but it's really hard to accept it sometimes, because like I said, it's hard to find someone who gets it and who doesn't either, who doesn't want to hurt you, or who doesn't want to like who doesn't find it enjoyable, because I've been with those people who do it for the sake of your enjoyment, but not because they get anything out of it. And I don't particularly like that. I want my partner to get something out of it. I mean, yeah, okay, it's great if they're doing it for your enjoyment, but then they're gonna eventually resent you for liking something that they don't, and it's hard, y'all. It's really hard. So, yeah, I don't really know what I'm saying with this episode, but all I'm saying, I guess, is that just one step at a time, guys. If anyone is anything like me, and you have issues with accepting certain things about yourself, you can let me know, and we can talk about it, because I don't think I'm alone here. At least I hope not, because that's an awful feeling. And I also kind of like to hear everybody's stories, because it's like validation and like, I don't know. But if anyone has like any advice or stories they want to share about what they did to accept their baby masochist or big time masochist self, help a girl out, because it's hard sometimes. It really is. So, yeah, that's all I got this week. So, I hope everybody enjoyed that episode, this episode, that episode, whatever episode. And I hope you guys enjoyed the little intro at the beginning, because I thought it was funny as heck. And yeah, unfortunately, I can't find Maggie Smith or Helena Bonham Carter. One day I'll get her name right, I promise. Also known as Bellatrix. I can't find the guy who played Sirius. I can't find Mad-Eye. I can't find none of them. So we're stuck with Alan until somebody submits their other voices. Which is fine, because he's got a nice voice. I like his voice. It's cool. So, anyways, until next time, stay safe. Be a positive member of your BDSM communities. Stay kinky. And let's keep filling the world with hearts. Bye, everyone.